We stopped as we heard a woman's voice scream out to Jesus for help. I looked, my friends, into seemed to be a real pair of eyes that melted into hot flames. I didn't know what this woman had done, but the horror of seeing her broke my heart. She said, "I'll do right now. I'll stop all the sins I used to do, Lord." She clenched the bars of the cell. Burning flesh fell off her bones. She said, "I was once saved, and you healed my body of cancer. You said, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. I did good for a while, but as time went on, I began to go back into the world and the lust thereof. I went out with men, and soon lust entered into my body. Nightclubs and strong drink were my love. I loved drinking and men more than you, Jesus. I went back into the world and was seven times worse. I felt your pull at my heart, but I would not give in. For a few years of worldly lust, I gave my soul for an eternity in hell. Oh, how foolish I was." Again, she said, "I become lovers of both men and women. I destroyed many lives before my death. I was truly possessed by Satan. I still felt your pull upon my heart to repent and to be saved, but I refused. I kept thinking that I had another day to turn to Christ, but oh my God, I waited too long." I saw her old sad eyes again begin to burn into flames and disappear. I screamed and fell against Jesus. I cried, "Oh my God, will the world ever believe how real this is?" I cried, "Wake up, people, before it's too late." Jesus said, "There are many people hearing this tape who will say this is not of God, but many others will believe and know it's of God. Many will turn into righteousness through this. This testimony is true. Those that know my word and ways and still will not repent shall be turned unto hell." After this, we walked away and went on, and Jesus said, "It is now time to return home." I was sick for many days after I had seen these horrible things. Jesus and I stopped on a hill looking down into a valley. We had left the jail cells and had walked into this place. I could hear the cries of the dead and loud noises fill the place. Jesus said, "This is the jaws of hell." As he spoke, I saw many dark forms fall down out of somewhere past us into the bottom of the hill. Jesus said, "These are the souls, my daughter, that have just died upon the earth and have come to hell. This goes on all the time. Oh, my Father," I cried, "have mercy." Jesus said, "I love you, my child. My love for you is real, and I will reward you for telling the world what I have shown you. Awake the people of the earth about the reality of hell." I looked far down into the jaws of hell, and it seemed like a porthole in the earth. Cries of pain and torment came up into my face. "Oh, Lord, when will this end?" I thought. "I'll be so glad to rest." All at once, I felt so very lost and sad, and I turned to look at Jesus, but he was not there. "Oh, Lord," I cried, "Lord Jesus, where are you?" And I remembered his words. He said, "It would seem at sometimes like I have left you, but I have not." I cried, "Lord Jesus, where have you gone?" People, what you're about to hear will frighten you, and I pray that it will make you a believer. If nothing else I have said during the whole revelation stirs you, I pray that you will never forget what I'm about to tell you. If you're a Christian hearing this, make sure of your salvation. Be ready to meet the Lord at all times. Be ready, for you know not what hour day he will call. If you're not born again, call upon the Lord, and he will save you from this place of horror. Again, I cried for Jesus and began to run down the hill, looking for him. Soon, I was stopped by a large demon with a chain, and he laughed and he said, "You have nowhere to run. Your Jesus will not save you. You're in hell forever." "Oh, no," I cried, "let me go, let me go." I fought with this demon, and I screamed as he touched me, and he seemed to be binding me with a chain. As I lay there, a strange film began to cover my body, and I did not know what was happening or why the Lord had left me there. In horror, I screamed and screamed. but I could feel as if my flesh and my skin were coming off my bones. "Oh, Jesus," I cried, "where are you?" I looked at myself, and holes began to appear all over me. I was becoming a dirty gray color, with black grayish flesh falling off of me. I screamed in horror. I screamed out for Jesus, but I did not know where Jesus was. It seemed to me, my friend, if holes began to appear in my sides, in my legs and hands. "Oh, no," I cried, "I am lost in hell." I began to scream for the Lord Jesus Christ. I had my sound mind. I knew everything going on about me. I could feel worms like crawling in my body. My whole body seemed to be decaying. Then I knew everything and could remember what was happening on earth. I could feel, I could see, I had my mind. I seemed to see myself within myself. And I was lost in a dirty skeleton form, but yet I could feel all that was happening unto me. Many others were in the same state as I was, as far as I could see, in this mountain of souls in the jaws of hell. "Oh, Jesus," I cried, "where are you?" Pain like you would never believe came over my form, and a horrible odor began to fill the place. I cried in pain. I wanted to die, but I could not. I felt fire in my legs, and I screamed, "Oh, my Jesus, where are you?" I rolled and cried as all the others did, and we laid in heaps in the jaws of hell, and our cries filled the air. Unbearable pain ripped at my soul. I screamed, "Where are you, Jesus? What is happening? Is this a dream? Will I wake up? Am I really in hell?" At all these others that Jesus and I had talked to. Had I sinned against God? What had happened? In horror, I realized I was in hell as one of the souls I had seen and spoke to. I could see through my form, and the worms began to crawl over me as they did the other souls. A demon said, "Your Jesus let you down. You are Satan's now." An evil laughter came as he picked up my form and began to take me somewhere. I began to scream out to God and wonder what was happening. The demon said, "We hate Jesus and all he stands for." "Oh, Lord," I cried, "save the people of the earth. Wake them up before it is too late." Many Bible scriptures began to come to me, but because of the fear of the demons, I did not quote them. Moans and screams filled the dirty air. I was taken and shoved in some type of cell in the earth, similar to the other ones I had saw. And I began to scream and cry out unto Jesus. A rat crawled near me, and I kicked it away, and I screamed for mercy. I thought of my husband and my children, and, "Oh God, don't let them come here," I cried. The Almighty's ears was not listening to the cries of those in hell to deliver them. If only the world would listen. This is true.